down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Monday, July 29, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is current State Representative Neil Friske for the 107th State House District. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
I'm good, man. I got to tell you, that event was awesome that you guys, Oscar, and you guys put on up there. Fantastic venue. Great venue. I greatly appreciate you guys doing that. I got Rob Cordes, Trump Unity Bridge, came up and sold some Trump gear and provided great music for you. I couldn't believe how many awesome trucks you had there. What's your thoughts about the event yesterday?
Yeah, Randy, that was amazing. Special thanks to Walt and his crew up there at Prime Diesel for hosting us. It was a fantastic event. We only had a handful of trucks that had pre-registered, but we think we ended up with almost 20 entries.
Yes.
Everything from big multi-axle dump trucks to a couple semi-tractors and some cool little cars, a couple of motorcycles. So, no, it was awesome. We had a great event. There were probably, gosh, I don't know, at least 100 people that came through there all together, and it was amazing, just amazing, a great patriotic atmosphere. These are you know, down to earth, real life people that attend events like this. So while my 25-year-old opponent is down in Lansing schmoozing with the lobbyists, I'm in Northern Michigan, locking arms with the fellow patriots. And it was really exciting. Also, you know, a lot of these people, majority of the people that, you know, had those entries were younger people, you know, people under 40, you know, even under 30.
Yes.
And met I met three different people who had just turned 18, going to be voting for the first time. They were all excited. So while the 25-year-olds are out there bragging about motivating young people to get involved in politics, we're actually getting it done.
Right.
And so we had an awesome event. It was a great time. Had a blast up there, and this is going to become an annual event. We had a lot of fun. Walt enjoyed doing it, and it's just going to be we had a great time and tremendous support.
Well, it's funny because Vicky and I, because it was so beautiful, nice warm weather, we drove the motorcycle up, and I parked it over there by the Trump Unity Bridge, and like you said, young people. This young woman with her, I believe her grandma or mother, her mother, grandmother to these three kids, they came over and they were looking at the motorcycle. And I looked at the little girl and I said, "Would you like to sit on the motorcycle?" And she's like, "Yeah." She came running right up to the bike, you know. So I picked her up and put her on the seat. Her little brother wanted to sit behind her. So mom's snapping pictures as fast as she can. Finally, the older daughter came up by herself and she got to do it. And then I said to mom, I said, "Here, you want me to pick you up and put you on the bike?" And she laughed and had a good time. But young people, and especially some of those trucks, I couldn't believe these guys. They're pulling in, like you say, Neil. These guys look like they were 20, 25 years old.
Absolutely. Yep. It was great. It was a great, great event. We enjoyed putting it on. And like you mentioned, Rob Cordes came with the Trump Unity Bridge. That was awesome. Breton Amber Eddington brought their food truck down from Pickford.
Oh, yeah.
And said they had a real great time in the successful event. So it was just a great time. We really enjoyed it. And that's what rallying people in Northern Michigan is all about right there.
Yes. Now, you're heading up to the UP today. I've got a couple of text messages coming in. People are asking if they can get signs. Do you plan to drop them off anywhere in St. Ignace, Sault Ste. Marie? What's your plans for today?
Yep, I've got a list here. I think I've got about 50 signs to get up in the UP. So I'm going to be all the way from Drummond Island to Sault Ste. Marie to St. Ignace and everywhere in between. So if anybody that's listening that doesn't know that they're on the list, if they want to reach out to us, I'll be glad to. I'll not only be dropping them off, I'll be putting them up in their yard for them.
Right, right, right. And I got another text says, any large 4x8s or any other larger signs, are they available?
Absolutely. We have 4x8s, we have 2x4s, and then we have the regular yard signs like everybody else has.
Okay, very good, good, good. Excellent. Now, one thing I did want to ask you, now, are they going back into session tomorrow? I heard somebody say something that procedurally something had to happen for July 30th. Is that the case for tomorrow?
No, we will. They put session days on the calendar every year for a variety of reasons. And we do have some session days scheduled on the calendar, but we've already received notice from our floor leader that there's no attendance and no voting. So we're not required to be there. There's nothing going on that we need to be there for. They put these days on there because obviously if people are dropping bills, they have to be read in. You know, the formalities have to happen. The procedures have to happen. And though you have to be in session, quote unquote, to do that. So that's why they put these days on the calendar. So if there's any official business that needs to be conducted, they can do that per the rules. We will not be there. We don't anticipate actually being in session as members until after Labor Day.
After Labor Day. Okay, good. So we can get through the August 6th primary. We can go out and pick up all the signs and do the cleaning we need to do, and then be able to continuing to service the constituents in the district until after Labor Day.
Absolutely. You bet. You bet.
Now, one thing I did want to ask you, once we get through this primary, do you plan to do any meetings, any coffee hours? Are you going to plan to meet with anybody, or are you kind of going to recover basically from the primary and take some time off?
Oh, no. We'll definitely be hosting office hours. I am the elected state rep for the 107th District, so yep. That is my first obligation, and I continue to carry that forward. And we'll be hosting office hours throughout the district every month, you know, right through the end of the year. And absolutely, I'm probably actually going to be making a trip down to Lansing. I have some office business I need to take care of down there, so I'm probably going to scoot down there one day this week yet and do that. So, no, the office is open. We are open for business. The office is open. My staff is there. If anybody has any needs or concerns or questions, reach out to the office, and you know, we're business as usual.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, one thing I did want to talk to you about, because in prepping for the debate that we had there in Gaylord, where you showed up, but unfortunately your opponent did not show up, I had to look at his campaign finance report more than anything, Neil, because he's never been elected to office, so there was no voting record for me to look at. But his campaign finance report, and if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you some questions. In going through his campaign finance report, I found a very interesting line item on the campaign finance report, 45th parallel productions. And then I saw and looked and found an actual 30-second, I believe, TV commercial that was voiced by the current state senator, John DeMoose, for your opponent, Parker Fairburn. And then I looked and saw a huge dollar amount of money that was listed or paid as an expense from Parker Fairburn's campaign finance report to John DeMuse's 45th Parallel Production Company. Can you explain that to the folks as to what I found, what you have looked at and seen for yourself as well? Can you explain that to the audience?
Well, Randy, it's pretty amazing the information that you find in these campaign finance reports. My opponent is listed as a service manager at Fletch's. I don't know if that's true. A couple of people I've talked to that actually bought vehicles there said they thought he was the door greeter. But anyway, he donated $110,000 to his own campaign. I find that interesting. I mean, hey, maybe that service manager job, I guess if it's your father-in-law, maybe it does pay that kind of money. I don't know. But to pay $84,000 to John DeMuse's production company for other various, you know, video production work, just, I'll tell you, this sure smells like money laundering to me. Money from one hand into the other hand, back into the other hand where it came from. And there's no way to prove, obviously, that complete money trail. But the fact of the matter is $84,000 was sent to John DeMuse's company. And the fact that he's voiceovering his TV commercials, spreading lies about me, is really just a terrible disservice to the people of Northern Michigan. I was a senator, not out there trying to meddle in primary campaigns. And I don't know what this statement means, but he needs to be on notice that we're coming for him. If he wants to make this a personal thing between the Frisky campaign and the DeMuse campaign, we're all about it. We're up for the challenge. 2026, his seat will be up, and what direction he heads, time will tell. But we are making plans, and this is not the last you've heard of this issue. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, one of the things in the commercial itself, and especially, like you say, this is State Senator John DeMuse doing the voiceover for Parker Fairburn's TV commercial. But he's basically, a couple of his talking points in that commercial, Neil, are flat out lies.
Absolutely. That's my point exactly. You know, so instead of doing his job representing the people of the 37th Senate District, he's out there spreading lies about me. You know, the deep state is after me. They do not want me back in Lansing, but I've got news for them. Not only am I coming back to Lansing, I'm coming back with a huge margin of victory here in August. And it's going to be a real eye-opener to these people that they think they can silence the conservative voice of Northern Michigan. They've got another thought coming. They're the ones whose jobs are going to be in jeopardy going forward. We stand for what we stand for. We are 100% principled, and it's super important for people to get out and vote. You mentioned it earlier already. Early voting has started. All of the counties in my district have single location voting for the early voting. Charlevoix County is doing it at the county building downtown. Emmett County is doing it at the VFW post on West Conway Road. Sheboygan County at the Sheboygan County building downtown. Mackinac County at their courthouse, which is in St. Ignace. And Chippewa County is doing it at the Sioux Township Community Center. So it's important for us to use every avenue that's available to us to get our votes counted for August 6th.
Amen, brother. We'll let you go. I'll let you get on the road up there to the Upper Peninsula. You stay safe, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-5000. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. I just got a bunch of text messages in for Neil Frisky, Clayton up in Pickford. He's asking for 6-yard signs. He can get them out on major farms on Michigan highways. So I'm going to forward this text message, Clayton, directly to Neil so that he can reach out to you, make arrangements for you to get those as you ask for. If you want signs in the UP for Neil Frisky, go ahead, please, and text me right now, 231-360-5140. I will send these messages to Neil as he's packing up, leaving to go up to the UP. We'll get it to him as soon as possible. So greatly appreciate those text messages. Got another one looking for a couple of signs in St. Ignace. So we'll get those to Neil as well. Just text me what you're looking for, how many, and what is the best location for you to go get them. And I'll send this to Neil, and he will bring them up there to you guys. So greatly appreciate this. We're going to get it back to him, these text messages to him as soon as possible so he can get back to you guys. Greatly appreciate it. Got another text right here looking for signs in Sault Ste. Marie. So, yes, he's going to go right up I-75. Absolutely. Let's see. Donna and Jerry up in Hessel. Jerry and I will be there next year, too, to help Mackinac County. Greatly appreciate that. Yes, we need to get more folks involved from Mackinac County, definitely. You know, especially if you guys can carpool. I know it's long, far distance for you guys. But if you could carpool there in St. Ignace, I think that'd be a great idea. Greatly appreciate it. And Rod Wheeler texted me Target. He's looking for the targets. He wants to get this information. He said it was a great event again this year. And getting to hear some of Richard Davis's stories are awesome. The old man, he is something else, isn't he? Going to be 81 this year. Like to get him to go on Missy's program and lose some weight, but Man, he is a real patriot. Let's see. Ask to not forget Michigan Constitution for Jeff Strasser and Oscoda County for McKinley Fun Days. See now, Ken Borton will not do it for me. Okay, not a problem. Text me the information, Jeff, and we'll talk about it after the show. Sherry LeFave over in Ottawa couldn't make it to the event. She's looking for the targets as well. So I'll get those to you guys at the top of the hour. Oh, boy, here we go. Now, just so you guys know, I made two no-nut carrot cakes. And Carla Bart did a great job. She's running for county commissioner against Terry Van Alstyne. She made it very clear to everybody that those were going to be in the boxes. They used box trays for those. And Brett Gooding and Tammy got some. And he said, carrot cake for breakfast? So good. Yeah, buddy, but I'm going to tell you, it absolutely has blown up my joints. When I started on Friday night, or actually Saturday morning before the event, I was 217. Went to the event, had a chance to eat there toward the end after everybody else ate. I ate last, had a piece of my carrot cake with the nuts. It was awesome. Yesterday, riding up to Neil Frisky's event, Prime Diesel, again, thank you, Walt. Thank you, all the patriots that showed up. We had a great time. Driving home on the motorcycle, I said, let's go to Village Bar Restaurant in Charlevoix. I want their codfish dinner. I love their codfish dinner. And I got crunchy French fries with tons of salt and ketchup. Well, I got on the scale this morning, 222.2 from 217 on Saturday morning. Gained 5.2 pounds. Belt loop is in the same spot. But my joints are killing me this morning. So we're going to talk to Missy about that in the next segment. Man, my ankle, my left wrist, my shoulders, my knees, my hips, everything is swollen. And, man, I am inflamed. I'm not going to have lunch today. I'm going to flush out. I'm going to drink a gallon of water. And I'm going to have a ribeye steak and tomatoes for dinner tonight and get rid of all this inflammation. I'm going to talk to Missy and get that explained to you guys here in the next half hour. We're excited to have her on the show today. But if you like some Frisky signs up in the UP, just text them, those messages to me. I'll forward them to Neil. He's on his way. He's coming. Let's see. What is the other one here? Okay. Okay, good deal. Yep, we'll get to you after the show. Oh, my God, I totally forgot. I was supposed to send home a plate for Sherry with the carrot cake. I got to be honest, Sherry. Jimmy packed up and left. I totally, totally forgot. I am so sorry. You're just going to have to come next year. August 23rd, 2025, Center Lake, the sixth annual event. It's going to be fantastic because we're just going to party. We're flat out just going to party. Rob Cordes, Trump Unity Bridge will not be there. Trump gear is gone. We won't be dealing with that next year. I'll play the music. We'll have some updates from our patriots that get elected this year, 2024, and we will just party and have a wonderful day. Bring your guns, bring your appetite. August 23rd, 2025. Put it on your calendar. That's it for this first hour. We're going to talk about my joint pain with Missy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Janice Delahaye, your Tuscarora Township Treasurer. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner have prepared me to serve in this office. I will put taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, Treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
At Royal Tire and Potato.